This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The Chautauqua Nexus was a local exchange of ideas, begun more than a decade ago by a group of faculty at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The regular discussions were designed to inspire intellectual creativity. Dr. Joe McGann, professor of psychology, is bringing back the event this year with a discussion next Tuesday night. Dr. McGann, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the background of the Chautauqua Nexus.
Well, the Chautauqua Nexus was a project that I think I started about 16 years ago, and it ran for about 10 years, and then about 5 or 6 years ago when we started the Social Science Research Lab here at ULM, pretty much had to put that on the back burner. For the past 5 or 6 years, the Chautauqua Nexus per se has been idle. Of course, the Nexus itself was based on the Chautauqua tradition.
Why now? What's the meaning of the timing right now?
Well, to tell you the truth, the real reason why we're doing this right now is because it does appear that Monroe is actually beginning to come alive downtown. I've been familiar with Monroe for almost 30 years. I've been at ULM for 25 years, and during the time that I've been here, I don't know that I could say that there was really very much to downtown. But about a year or two ago, I started, you know, talking with some students and with other people in the community about things that were going on downtown. And it just seems to me that there really are things going on downtown. To use a phrase that a friend of mine used to use that seems to resonate pretty well with people, we seem to have reached a critical mass. And so it seems like a good time to benefit from what others are doing, because others are clearly doing things. R-Crawl, for example. But it also seems like a good time for us to contribute to what is happening. Of course, along those lines, our goal is to bring people downtown Monroe, just like many years ago, our goal was to bring people to our campus.
Similarities and differences, because a lot of people are familiar with the original Chautauqua Nexus that was held here on campus. Similarities and differences between that and what's going to be going on downtown?
Definitely a couple of substantial differences. We used to pride ourselves in saying that anyone could do a nexus about anything. And I found those very enjoyable. But they didn't necessarily resonate well with the masses. And so one of the things that we're going to try to do this time is to make our topics more thematic. So like, for example, when Michael Eccles talks next week on Tuesday at the Palace at 7 o'clock, he's going to be talking about some of what's going on downtown. Then when Melody Olson talks sometime thereafter, she's still going to be addressing pretty much the same issue, but from her perspective. So we're trying to make it more thematic. And along those lines, we're going to have fewer Nexus events. We started years ago on Friday afternoons at 4:30. And then for a while, we were doing so well that we had Nexus events on Monday, Tuesday, and sometimes Thursday evenings in a given week. That was just way too much. And so now what we're thinking about doing is something more along the lines of a bi-monthly Nexus meeting. And probably not until the fall, you know, will we be in full swing. Now, in addition to having events downtown at, let's say, for example, the Palace, and I can't thank Randy Imsen and the Palace enough for accommodating us, Corey Barr, the owner of Cotton and the chef at Cotton, has agreed to let us use Cotton on Saturday mornings, like 2 Saturday mornings during a month, we'll meet and we'll talk about things that we could do as a nexus. So that fits into the theme, like what will we do and what kinds of projects might come out of this, so that it's not just talking, it's about talking leading to something.
On March 12th, Michael Eccles, who's the Director of Business Development at Affinity Health Group and Vantage, is talking about downtown revitalization. What do you expect to hear from him? Why should people come?
Well, you know, Michael, obviously there are lots of people who are involved in what's going on downtown. And I only know about some of those people. So by giving credit to Michael and by giving credit to Vantage, I'm running the risk of overlooking the contributions of others. So I hope that by saying this, I'm not offending anybody, but it's pretty obvious to me that Michael and Vantage are, and Melody Olson and Corey Barr, are major players in what's going on downtown. And there are many, many others also. I'm just not that well connected. And so Michael is in a position to tell us about some of the things that he's doing, you know, some of the projects that he's working on. I think he clearly has some projects on the drawing board. I have no doubt that he can talk about some of the things that maybe Vantage is thinking about. And so I think that all of that's good. And then the other thing that motivated me to think about Michael as being a guest speaker, when I talked with Michael about the Naxos, he told me about a couple of the boards that he's involved on around the state that have to do with preservation and history and such. And so I just figured Michael could be a really good speaker to help us kick this off.
The next Chautauqua Nexus is coming up on Tuesday night at the Palace in downtown Monroe. It's at 7 o'clock. More information, who do you call?
Probably the best way to do it is to just email me, mcgahan@ulm.edu. You could always reach me through my phone number on campus, 342-1338. And it's important for people to know that the Palace is at 220 Desired Street. It's a very, very nice facility, and we're very fortunate to be able to use the Palace.
Dr. Joe Began is a professor of behavioral sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and one of the leaders of the Chautauqua Nexus. Dr. McGann, thanks so much for talking with us.
Nice to be here, Jay. Thank you.